This is Texans Huddle, brought to you in part by Verizon, America's largest 4G LTE network. And by Texas Emergency Care Center. Any emergency, day or night, ready or not, we are. Now, here's your host, Patty Smith.
Hi, everyone, and welcome into this week's edition of Texans Huddle, coming to you from the team store here at Reliance Stadium. Patty Smith alongside the voice of the Houston Texans, Mark Vandermeer. Mark, minicamp is in the books. OTAs is in the books. What's next?
You know, a long break, Patty. Vacation time for the players. We'll hear about that a little bit later. And the coaches. I mean, they got out of the building like it was on fire last week because they knew this is the one chance they have to spend time with their families. Once they get back to training camp, it's almost a 24/7 existence in football until when the final game is played. So they want to take advantage of this opportunity to sort of recharge the batteries with their families and then get back to work. All the preparation is done, though. They can hit training camp with all cylinders firing. Players know the plays. They do have to implement and install some things, but basically the Texans feel good about their team. They know what they have going in. There are some question marks injury-wise, but they know how to play it within those parameters.
Well, going along the lines of what you said, one thing this team does feel good about as it relates to injuries is Brian Cushing. Some news this week on Brian.
Yeah, Brian feels like he's going to be cleared to play shortly before training camp as he recovers from the knee injury he suffered in week 5 against the New York Jets last year. We all know what it meant to lose him for the rest of the season defensively. They just weren't the same kind of team. So to have Cushing back would be big. If he can go from day one of training camp, it'd be wonderful to see him out there with his teammates, knocking heads, getting ready for the 2013 campaign. I think it'll be a ramping up process, though. They don't want to do 100% of the practice schedule for Brian Cushing. I think they're going to work him in slowly, then make sure he's ready for San Diego on Monday night, opening night.
All right, well, one question that the fans usually have each and every offseason, really all season long, is talking about Matt Schaub. He's no stranger to criticism in the offseason. Heading into training camp here in 6 weeks, just sort of your thoughts on how he approaches it.
You know, I think Matt's really good at tuning out the talk radio calls and all of that because he knows what it's about being a quarterback in this league. When you look around the National Football League at quarterbacks in their cities, it can be a rocky relationship. I was talking to someone from New England when we were in Boston for the Super Bowl bid, and they were complaining about Tom Brady not being as good as he used to be. Really? All right, so that lets you know it's not always going to be roses for Matt Schaub here in Houston when they lose in the postseason in the divisional round. But Matt is on his game, and he, more than anybody, wants to lead this team to a championship.
Yeah, he certainly does. And guess what?
What?
I had a chance to actually sit down with Matt earlier this week.
Schaub sets up behind the center, Chris Myers. Second and goal at the 5. Matt takes the snap, throws backside, caught, touchdown, Texans! Schaub under center. Matt back to pass, slings it right side, caught. Andre Johnson at the 15 is tracked down inside the 10-yard line. First and goal, Houston. Schaub under center. Matt fakes the give, plants in the pocket, and he looks long, going deep downfield. Kevin Walter has it at the 10, breaks a tackle, he's in the end zone. The Texans go deep again.
Last season, so many things, you know, best season in team history. What worked? What went well, and what kind of was clicking for you guys last year?
Well, I think you look at how the season went. You know, we're a team that was built to win many different ways. You know, we won games where we had to score 30-plus points. There were games that we won 13-10, 13-7. You know, that we won in a lot of different ways. We found a way to win, which is important. You know, there's been years in the past where things didn't go our way, and we found a way to lose multiple different ways in the season. But last year, we found a way to win a lot of those games, and close games. And that says a lot about the determination, handling adversity of our football team. And then towards the end, you know, the level of consistency dropped off as a football team. We got to find a way to carry that from week one through February.
Well, Matt, was kind of my next question, if you could expand on it a little bit. What didn't sort of work and what needs to be done to be able to get that level of consistency up and take it the next step?
Yeah, just the level of consistency of the whole football team needs to you know, increase, especially late in the season, you know, at that point where, you know, you finally get yourself in position to make a run, and then you want to stay there. You want to continue to improve. You want to have that consistency and that attention to detail that got you to that point. You got to remain focused on that because that's what's going to carry you through to a championship. And, you know, I think we're poised to do that. We got the right guys.
So as you're now in the off season, you've got OTAs under your belt, some of these mini camps under your belt, some free agents brought in, some new guys. What do you like that you've seen so far to this point with some of these changes?
Yeah, you know, you like who you bring in because, you know, the free agents that we brought in, there's a lot of leadership there. We had some guys that obviously we lost after last season, so we had to build some depth up in our football team. I think we're able to do that with some of the guys we brought in, some veteran leadership, some guys that have been there. And then you look at the youth that we brought in, the ability to step in and help us in certain areas, and, you know, guys that can offensively make us more explosive. And you look defensively, some of the things that we need to address as far as when we're losing some guys and we need to add some depth, we did that. And so you like the talent that we brought in, and they're the right guys and they're working hard. And so now we're just in the process of putting our team together, building that core of our team to head into training camp.
One of those young guys specifically, DeAndre Hopkins, obviously going to be a huge help to this offense, but just sort of what have you seen as a quarterback to these receivers and how he'll help balance Andre on the other side?
Yeah, you look at his playmaking ability, you look at his explosiveness, his ability to make a play on the football, in the air, attack it. He wants the football on every play, and his ability to run with it after the catch. And when you look at those things, and he's just a big playmaker for us. And to have that opposite Andre is huge because it can take a lot of pressure off of him. You know, and so far I've loved his work ethic. He's come in and he's just been all ears, just trying to soak up and absorb as much of the playbook as he can. And we have a lot of time left before camp. You know, there's going to be a lot of work with him on the field this summer, throwing, watching film, just so, you know, once he gets to a point as a receiver, to just go out and play and cut it loose and not have to think so much, you know, you're going to really see him take off. And we want to get him to that point as quickly as we can because he can help us. And he knows it, and you know, he's definitely working towards that.
You know, we've been talking a lot this OTAs and mini camps about the Case Keenums and TJ Yates and the backups. And I'm just kind of interested to hear your perspective on what you see from those guys. Case looks like he's leaps and bounds more mature than he was from a year ago. Right. And just kind of how that pushes TJ and what that does and where you fit into all that.
Yeah, you know, it's been great. Those guys have all stepped up and increased their level of play, and that competition, you know, makes everyone better. And, you know, those guys have learned a lot of football over the last year, 2 years for TJ. I mean, just making the transition to our offense. And, you know, for Case last year, I mean, coming in after all his years at U of H and what he accomplished, you know, just as simple as taking a snap from under center. I mean, all that was so foreign to him, and, you know, the run steps, the drops, the timing aspect of our offense. And he just learned it so quickly, you know, to make that transition that he did. It was incredible, and he's such a hard worker that it was definitely apparent, you know, in OTAs here that, you know, he understands our playbook inside and out, and TJ much the same. And those guys battling and competing, you know, we all, you know, keep it loose and have fun, but we all, when it comes down to it, compete with one another, and it makes us all better.
As you approach this 2013 season, is there a sense from you or the team that the time is now? I mean, the window is closing, whether it's you, whether it's Andre, you've got the mix and it's the time is right.
Absolutely, the time is now. I mean, and we said that going into last year after the previous season's success, but, you know, the time is now for us. You know, all the pieces are there, everything's in place. We just got to play consistently good football, and we'll like where we're at the end, but everything's right there for us, and we just got to go out and take it because nothing in this game is ever given to you. You're going to have to go out and earn it.
All right, we have to take our first time. What on earth are you wearing?
I'm modeling some of the merchandise here at the Go Texan store. Actually, I think this is kid size, so maybe I should get it for Vander Kid, but plenty of great stuff here. You'll see more as the show continues.
All right, we're going to take our first time out here on Texans Huddle. Don't go away. Plenty more when we roll on.
This portion of Texans Huddle is brought to you in part by Houston Community College, the official education partner of the Houston Texans.
Welcome back to Texans Huddle. Patty Smith alongside the voice of the Houston Texans, Mark Vandermeer, coming to you from the Go Texans team store here at Reliance Stadium. And Mark, the Texans have always been a team that have relied heavily on and focused on the position of tight end, and this season really is going to be no different.
You know, Patty, last year they had some problems with the position because James Casey was a tight end, of course, as well as a fullback. Garrett Graham and Owen Daniels were your two starters, and OD went back to the Pro Bowl for the second time in his career. But when they had injury situations and they went to a three tight end set, Ryan Harris had to be that guy coming in, a right tackle, and playing a little tight end. Well, now they have Ryan Griffin, a sixth-round draft choice out of the University of Connecticut, and he's going to be interesting to watch. Big, strong guy. He catches the ball well. He's looked pretty good. He moves right into third, I would say, on the depth chart behind OD and Garrett Graham.
Guess what again?
What?
I had a chance to sit down with Ryan Griffin.
Wow, let's take a look.
This week's HCC Smart Decision is the Texans selecting tight end Ryan Griffin from the University of Connecticut.
I had taken a trip down to Houston previous to the draft, and I met all the coaching staff, and I felt like this was the right fit for me. So when I saw Houston, Texas pop up on my caller ID, I knew it was, because I was coming down here. And I could ask to come to a better spot, with the veteran leadership we got here.
What was it about it that you thought was right for you?
The people. Coach Perriani did a great job. We went out to dinner the first night, and we really clicked, We know what it takes to win in this league, and, if I just listen to what he says and the older guys, I'll have a chance to be a pretty good player.
What have you learned so far?
There's too much, to go through, but it's really just about being a professional, I'm just a young guy out here trying to, know what it takes, to make it and make plays in this league. So just little things from details of steps on, runs, passes, and reading different things and knowing what other people are doing on the field really help you out. And you get to play faster because of it.
I've asked, all the rookies this question. The kind of the biggest difference when you step out on that field, even though it is, not in a game situation yet, but have you seen a difference from the college level to the pro level already?
Absolutely, absolutely. And it's not just on the field stuff. It's how you act off the field in the classroom, taking what you learn in the classroom and applying it on the field, and you have to do it very quickly here. As in college, you might have a year or something, make it happen. You don't have this many reps, so you'll get it next time. But here, you have to learn it and you have to apply it directly, within an hour. You might pick up a new thing in the classroom and perform it right on the field, an hour later. So it's not just the speed. The speed is different, don't get me wrong, but it's not as different coming from high school or college as opposed to college now to the pros. Everyone can play. It's just now about the details.
Tell us a little bit about you off the field.
Off the field, I'm a pretty easygoing guy, get along with everybody. Down for anything, do anything. I actually just went to the gun range the other day. I've never touched a gun before, and so that was pretty fun. I didn't hit any targets or anything. Like, I was totally off. But, so I'm just excited to get around Houston and figure out what the city's about.
Always fun to get to know these rookies a little bit better. Unfortunately, I need to stop doing interviews during the show because Mark keeps going shopping.
Yeah, Brooks Reed battle red jersey. This looks really nice. Now, you think I could pull this off, wear this, and like wear my hair really long like Brooks? No? You don't think I can? No.
No, you can put your little beanie back on, though. That's probably better for you. All right, we've got to take another time out here on the show. Don't go away. It is the off season, so we're going to find out what the players do for vacation. Stay with us.
This portion of Texans Huddle has been brought to you in part by Houston Community College, the official education partner of the Houston Texans.
Welcome back to Texans Huddle. As I mentioned before the break, it is the offseason. Players are going on vacation. I know Mark's about to go on vacation. What do you do this offseason?
I'll take a few days and go to the Hill Country, Patty, but that's about it. We are always working here at Reliance Stadium, getting ready for the big campaign. What about you?
I just got back from Florida, did a little South Beach. I've got a few more little weekend trips planned.
South
but I'm kind of like you, just don't have time for the big long vacation. Got to get a small one.
You're so glamorous.
That's me, all glamour. Well, probably you and I don't have quite as glamorous vacations as some of the players do. We had a chance to sit down with them and ask them their favorite hotspots.
I think anytime I get a chance to go home and where I grew up and see my family, that's really my favorite place to go, is back to New Jersey and see my high school and my youth field and just all my family, cousins, my nieces, nephews, and brother, sister, and mom, dad, all that. I mean, that's really the place I like to go to, relax and just remember where I'm from.
I'm going to have a new one.
going to Dubai and the Maldives on our honeymoon. So I think those would be pretty awesome spots. But other than that, we just hang out here and we'll try to relax and go to Austin or visit friends. Nothing too crazy.
This year I went to Ireland, had a lot of fun in Ireland. But every year since I was, I think it started when I was 12 years old, up until a couple years ago, my family and I would go on a cruise every year. And to me, that was the most fun, just because your cell phone doesn't work, you're out in the middle of nowhere with your family on a cruise ship, and you're just relaxing. And to me, that's the best.
This offseason, went to Isla Mujeres, Mexico, which was a good time. I also own a beach house down in Rockport, Texas, so I spent a lot of time down there. It's kind of my getaway zone.
Hawaii, Maui. It's awesome. Visited there just this past offseason, like straight after the season, for about a week. One thing that sucked about that was I had an ear infection for that week, so it sucked. But I still got to enjoy, you know, the beauty of Maui and everything. Did some things I just couldn't do, the helicopter rides or go swimming. It sucked. But other than that, it was cool.
My house, but I've been to Atlantis. That's one of my favorite spots to go to. And just sit back there and hang out. Just chill, get in the water a little bit. Take mine off of football.
I had a lot of fun in Costa Rica one time. You know, I enjoyed that. You know, I would have to, it'd be a toss up between Costa Rica and Bahamas.
Probably would be Vegas. Just like to go out there, chill, sightsee a little bit, and maybe hit a pool or two, relax.
Since we've been having kids, we haven't been able to travel too much for vacation-wise, but we usually get back and see my family in South Florida and Miami, and then go up to the Northeast and see my wife's family in Philadelphia.
This offseason, I went back to school, so worked on my degree, but favorite vacation, I'd probably say the beach, just relax by the ocean. Nice, get a lot of sun, and just not have to do anything for a couple days.
Went to Europe, went to Spain and Italy. My favorite place, Barcelona. Had a great time there.
Vegas, hands down Vegas. We go O-line trip to Vegas every year, so that usually is the best trip of the off-season.
Cabo San Lucas. Love to go there with my family and with my wife, and just it's a quick trip and it's a good getaway.
Wow, their vacations sound better than ours.
Yes, they do. Except Matt Schaub, he's going to be throwing to the guys. Trust me on this. They'll go to a field. They are not allowed to actually throw here as a team at the Methodist Training Center. So they always end up going to Rice or someplace like that to go practice. We don't really call it practice, just work out, as they say. But they want to keep themselves sharp, Patty.
What you got there?
Well, this is the Facebook mailbag this week. Not really. I was going to reach in here for some messages that we can have Drew and Nick talk about. We'll just see how it goes, though, in cyberspace.
Texans Huddle has been brought to you in part by Verizon, America's largest 4G LTE network, and by Texas Emergency Care Center. Any emergency, day or night, ready or not, we are.
Welcome back to Texans Huddle. Time now for Facebook Mailbag. Where's your bag?
You know, Patty, I put it away because we don't really need a bag for Facebook Mailbag. You just need to get on Facebook and follow the Houston Texans on Twitter as well, at Houston Texans. But always on Facebook, the Mailbag, go to the Houston Texans page, like us, and ask questions to Scurf and Drew.
So very happy that you're watching this Facebook Mailbag. I'm Drew Doherty with Nick Scherfield here in the West Club at Reliance Stadium. And Nick, we're answering questions on Facebook that come from you, the fans, and this one comes from abroad. Adam, I rep Houston Estep. He has this: I'm stationed in Spandau, Germany. I just want to let you guys know how thankful I am for these mailbags over here. I don't get a lot of Houston coverage. I bleed Texans. Well, thanks a lot, first, for sending in that question. Second, for serving your country. We really appreciate that. And I know I speak for the entire Texans organization when we say thank you for the service. But we get these type of questions and these statements a lot from Texans fans abroad.
Yeah, thank you for repping Houston. Thank you for bleeding Texans, and we appreciate the comment. And, you know, we love doing these things. It's one of the most fun things probably about, you know, working here, is that we get to interact with fans and answer questions like this, and we're glad to provide any kind of insight or pretend that we're providing insight, at least, to people all over the country and even internationally as well.
No doubt. We have a football question here from William J. Posh. how is Arian Foster's recovery from his calf strain going, and will he be ready for training camp? Well, if you listen to number 23, recovery's going fine, and yes, training camp will be a go for Arian Foster. We've run into him a few times over the last week or so, and looks like he's doing fine.
Yeah, he's been rehabbing hard here at Reliance Stadium. You know, he injured his calf during OTAs and missed the final six practices, I think it was. Ben Tate got a little more of a chance to work with the first team in the OTAs, but he'll be fine for training camp. He's going to be back, and I think you're going to see him have a very, very strong season this year. He's motivated by what happened last year. Even though he made the Pro Bowl for the third straight year, he led the league in rushing touchdowns. He's disappointed in what he did last year, and I think he's kind of coming into this season with a chip on his shoulder and has worked very hard this offseason before his injury and after his injury to make sure that this might be his best year yet.
That'll do it for this Facebook mailbag, and that's going to do it for Nick Scherfield as a Houston Texan. I've had a lot of fun working with you, man. It's been great doing these, and you've got a new job in the works. We're going to miss you.
I appreciate it very much. Been here 6 years, started with the Texans out of college as an intern in 2007, and going off to start a new career now. It's been great working with you, Drew, and everyone else, and I want to say thank you to all the fans that write in for the mailbag every week and that I've gotten to interact with over the years. It's been one of the best things about working for the Texans is the great fans we have, some of the best in the world, and a lot of great people in the organization, and look forward to watching the Texans hopefully go all the way to the Super Bowl this year, Drew.
Perfectly said. That'll do it.
All right, thanks, guys. Great stuff, as always. Unfortunately, that's going to be the last we'll see of those guys as a tandem.
Say it ain't so, Patty.
It ain't so.
Really?
Really, Nick's on his way out.
Nick's on his way out. Meet Nick's replacement. No, just kidding. Nick, you've done a wonderful job for the Houston Texans. Best of luck to you.
Who's this little guy?
He's just a little guy here in the store. Is this Christmas?
A sock monkey. I want a sock monkey.
Any time of year, really? Okay.
It's the Patty and Mark version.
There we go.
My sock monkey. That's all the time we have. Thank goodness for this week's show. We'll be back with you next week for another fabulous edition of Texans Huddle. Have a great week, everyone.
Bye-bye.